The U.S. Senate, the U.S. Secretary of State, and an attack on a U.S. facility in Libya. Put all that together and things can get intense. That's exactly what happened on Capitol Hill yesterday. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee helps make U.S. foreign policy, how the U.S. interacts with other countries. Yesterday, that committee had a hearing on last year's terrorist attack in Benghazi, Libya. A U.S. ambassador and three other Americans were killed in the attack. Some senators asked if the attack could have been prevented or if the response could have been better. At times, the mood of the hearing was angry.
We were misled
that there were supposedly protests and then something sprang out of that, an assault sprang out of that. And that was easily ascertained that was not the fact.
But the American people
could have known that within days, and they didn't know that.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator.
The State Department is responsible for U.S. officials and U.S. facilities in other countries, like the one in Benghazi, Libya. Secretary of State Clinton has taken responsibility for how her department handled the attack, but at least one senator said Secretary Clinton's answers during yesterday's hearing were unsatisfactory.
It's not the most famous ceiling in the world. We'd nominate the Sistine Chapel for that. It is a high one, though. $16.4 trillion. It's a U.S. debt ceiling, which is the limit on the amount of money the government can borrow. It's one of the checks and balances in the U.S. government. Before World War I, Congress had to give approval each time the government borrowed money. That would have become really time-consuming during the war when a lot of borrowing was going on to pay for it. So in 1917, Congress just set an overall limit and basically said, don't go over that. It's never really stopped the government from borrowing, though. The reason? Every time we've gotten close to the limit, Congress has just voted to raise it. We're at that limit again now, but yesterday the House of Representatives voted to allow more borrowing, at least until May. If that passes the Senate and the President signs it, you can expect the next debate at the next deadline.
Today's shout-out goes out to Mr. Fletcher and the students at Williston Central School in Williston, Vermont. Good luck with that current events game. Now, who wrote the words of the Star-Spangled Banner? Was it Benjamin Franklin, Francis Scott Key, Betsy Ross, or John Philip Sousa? You've got 3 seconds. Go. During the War of 1812, Francis Scott Key wrote the words that will become America's national anthem. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
Oh, say, can you see controversy? If you watched Monday's presidential inauguration, you heard Beyonce sing the Star-Spangled Banner. But did you see her sing it live? You might have heard about this accusation already. Was Beyonce live, or was she lip-syncing? We're going to play an excerpt, a clip from that performance for you right now. Check this out. So, live or lip sync? The U.S. Marine Band, which provided the accompanying music, said it's not in a position to know for sure. The owner of the company that ran the audio board said, I don't think it's a question that I should answer. And Beyonce's representatives aren't saying anything. It's not unheard of for singers to use recordings. Every inauguration performer does a pre-recorded backup just in case. But the other singers at the inauguration sang live. So this is where the controversy and Beyonce's critics come in. If she did lip sync, why did she do it, and why won't she say so? Here's another question people are asking. Does it really matter? If you've got an opinion, we want to hear it. Go to our blog, cnnstudentnews.com. Tell us what you think.